I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with John Summerill. He's the superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools for a district update. Here's more on what's happening in the land of the Hematites with John Summerill.
There's a lot of things going on. I'll start with our bond construction. We've got breaking ground at our middle school, high school, finally. Birchview is underway and full-blown. You can actually see rooms and computer labs, and that's coming along nicely, so we're pretty happy with that. We're actually on schedule, which is
hard
to do in that kind of thing,
that
but it's going well. Over at the middle school, high school, we've started to break ground just to lay, get concrete and some structural things in place. And again, we've got a student commons, a cafeteria, and a new kitchen coming. Additionally, we're going to have windows put in throughout the whole building, so really, really exciting things happening.
And it's got to be, like you say, exciting. And to start seeing this start to assemble, start to being built in front of your eyes, you actually get the, I guess, no pun intended, concreteness of it all, of it being built.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long process, and a lot of people have worked hard on it. And, you know, it's gonna add some much-needed improvements and some things like that we've been after for quite a while. So it's nice for our students and our community.
What else is going on at the Ishpeming schools?
You know, we've got a couple programs that we're looking to start. One of them is it's called CET USA, and it's an exchange program, and we're looking for host families to have students from all over the world come in and stay, get the experience of going to a school in the United States. And it's also pretty good for our community and our students. They get exposure to kids from all over the world. So our goal is 15 host families, and that process is just starting right now. So, again, it's a good opportunity, and anybody interested can call and ask for our counselor, Penny Barney, and that number is 485-5501.
Also, in the midst of this week, are things going on with some recognition with Excellence in Education Week, an event last night where some students and whatnot recognized. It's certainly good times in education right now.
Yes, you know, this is a really great week, and this is the first time that I've had a chance to be a part of it. And students from all over the county were there last night, and it's just really, really neat to see the hard work starting to pay off for some of our students and our staff. Students received scholarships of $1,500 each, and they were able to recognize a teacher who was important to them in their life, which was really neat to see.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple teachers from every school that received a scholarship towards something to further their training. So it was a nice thing to see.
John Summerill with us, the superintendent of the Ishpeming Schools, and some other things going on. You're looking at possibly getting some things even restarted, have to do with maybe some preschool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've been looking at reopening a preschool that we previously had. I think it closed in 2010, and so I think there's a community need for that, and so we've been talking about that, and I think we're going to set an ambitious start date for this fall, so look for that to kind of come around, and we will be getting the word out as soon as we settle some plans.
Is that something that you'll be looking then to kind of gauge interest from parents in the district and whatnot?
Yes, I think one of the things that we'll do is we'll do some surveys, and we'll pull you know, parents, community members. We're right now looking for a spot for this. And again, I think as the weeks come by, we'll have more information. But I think we're pretty committed to this happening. So it looks like it's going to happen for sure.
Well, it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that. And I know we'll talk again soon, so you can give us an update on that. What else you have happening here as we've got a few minutes left?
You know, we've got a few things starting. We've got a teen clinic that's going to be opening up in our high school. And again, it's a great opportunity. It allows students access to mental health and physical health issues, keeps kids in schools a little bit longer, preventative maintenance, education on certain things about health and well-being. So we're pretty excited about that. The health department won a grant. And it's a great addition to our community and our school system. So we're pretty excited about that, and that's getting ready to get started here in the next week or two.
No, it's to give the students an opportunity, maybe if they have questions, want to find out more about some of these issues, and also how they can keep themselves healthy.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, basic, if your kid is sick and they need to see a doctor, they can stay in school. They can be serviced right there. It allows parents to stay at work sometimes and, you know, not have to be pulled out because their kid's sick and that kind of stuff and take them to the doctor. So it's a wonderful program, and we've worked pretty hard this last fall, and they're, as we speak, setting up and getting ready. So
sounds fantastic. People got questions, they want to find out more, or there's someone in the district, a parent or whatnot, that wants to find out more about what's happening. What's a good way to get a hold of you?
You know what? Just get on the phone, call. It's 485-5501, and that's our main number, and you can ask any question and get an answer.
That's the comments of John Summerale, the superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.